Okay, I just took the last bite of my lunch, so I won't be like all chewing, during the show. I know you don't like that.
I've told you this before. I have something called misophonia.
Misophonia, that's when you, is it when you misplace your phone, you can't find it?
And then you miss it. I miss my phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what is
No,
misophonia?
it's like that I can't stand the sound of mastication.
Yes. Mastication. What is that mastication? Because I rarely masticate in public.
Masticate all the time in public.
Masticate is when you like the sound your mouth makes when you're
Mouth
chewing.
sounds.
Mouth sound. You
Yes.
don't like that.
I don't like mouth sounds. And there's a whole thing about it. You can look it up. Misophonia. Misophonia.
All right.
Yes.
So everybody, mental note, no masticating during the show.
Hello, I'm Ross Matthews.
And I'm Ross's bestie since high school, Bethy Hungerford.
And even though we live on opposite sides of the country, we talk on the phone every single day. And what do we talk about most?
Food.
Yes, food. And your non-existent dating life.
Oh my God.
But mostly food.
I'm a cookbook author.
Yeah, you are. And I've taken the reins of my health by cooking every single day. I call them my recipes. They crack the code on delicious food that's actually good for you.
And now we're sharing the food-obsessed convos we have every day with all of you.
Yep, it's all about food, friends, and fun. This is Hello Recipes.
And welcome to the program. Hi, 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 hi,
Hey,
Bethy. Hi. And
hey.
a big hi to all of you Rossa peeps out there. Bethy, I have to tell you, we have a big show for everybody. I need everyone's help, by the way. It's time to rally the troops.
Okay,
Yes.
about what?
Well, we have to crack a recipe code
Great,
coming
I'm
up. But,
game.
I do this a lot where I call you and I go, hey, I have to make this for this recipe. And
I
what,
love
how,
it.
so I need your help. We're going to do it as a family, okay?
Okay.
But speaking of family, I have to say, when we started the show and I had this idea for the show and everything, I really wanted it to be like a community effort. The whole point I said, I wanted us to be able to, really communicate and harvest all the ideas out of the Facebook group and have them see themselves in the show and we could see you in a big conversation. Sounded so cheese fest, right? Like we are family, come on everybody and sing kind of thing. But
No, I love it, and we're pulling it off.
yes, that's what I was gonna say. That like the people are doing it. I just want to say there are so many thousands of people in the Facebook group and so many listeners. I'm getting the nicest words from people. Like even our Thanksgiving show, people say it like made their holiday. They felt like they were part of something. These are
Oh.
people that didn't have something to do on Thanksgiving. And I don't know. It just is so rewarding. It makes me so happy that they're getting it, Bethy. People are getting what we're trying to do here.
And they're sharing recipes, making connections with other recipes. Somebody will post a recipe and then somebody else will try it out and then post
Oh, I
their
love that.
version of that person's. Like, it's so fun to watch.
I just put a mint in my mouth. Do you mind if I masticate a little bit? How does that?
I do mind. Oh, I don't want to hear it. Blah.
I just chewed a mint. Now I'm minty fresh. What are you worried about?
I
Oh, but
don't like the mastication.
understood. Speaking of audience participation, the Rasa peeps contributing. Not only are they leaving reviews of the program, which have been stellar, by the way, not to toot our tutor, but honk. They are. They're good, and they're posting in about all their recipe and all of that in the Facebook group. A listener named Egbert Bernard
Oh.
sent us a gift.
What?
We're inspiring people, Bethy, and not just in the kitchen. You understand me?
No shaming, no name shaming, but Egbert Bernard is like that's a stage name.
It sounds like I made Egbert Bernard up, right? But
It
no, just
does sound like that's what I thought you were making it up.
no, I wouldn't do that because I don't need to. Egbert Bernard
It's real.
is real,
Wow.
and to prove it, I have a present for us that I've already opened.
Okay.
Egbert Bernard has been inspired by our program and recipes in general, and you know what great poets do. Is they write it down. They express themselves. Artists, all sorts of artists do this. When an artist will, a poet writes it, an artist paints a picture. What does a musician do?
Did Egbert Bernard write us a song?
coming at you. This is the latest. It's topping the charts and bottoming the charts. It is. Well, it's hurt. It is versatile, Bethy. So it's down for whatever. But really, straight from the heart of Egbert Bernard to the charts to us, this is the latest hit song inspired by this program. It's called, this is not a joke, it's called Recipes.
Ale, you know. You Ale ask, Ross, how your body they look so fit? Tell me, what's your secret? And Ross gonna tell you all, no? I know have a secret. All I take is time and wit. Oh, and a recipe, yeah? Recipe. Recipe. Ross, got my recipe. Gotta have it with my recipe. 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 Ross, got my recipe. Gotta have it with my recipe, yeah. May I ask you what your secret is? Your body really looking so freaking fit. I have to take the time, is it? Tell me why have you got it like that? You tell me there's no secret, egg. Get up off your knees, no need for baby.
Come on.
All it really take is food to get.
Give me that.
Recipes, I help.
Give me that chorus. Everybody.
Ras.
Even if you're driving, put your hands in the air.
Ras, got my recipe. I don't need it, got my recipe.
Come on. The song just keeps going and going, and it keeps getting better and better. And we'll put the whole thing, the entire song on the Facebook group. How fun is that?
I love Egbert for this. Love it so much.
Yeah. If you were inspired to express yourself in any way because of the beauty that Hello Recipes is putting into the world, I want you to express it. Maybe draw me, draw Bethy, draw my Chihuahua Audrey.
This is an audio program, though, so I think...
I know, but we'll put it on the Instagram and the Facebook group and all of that, but do whatever you want.
I love the audio contributions.
Of course.
It just makes my day.
Can I tell you something? I love that we're inspiring people and we're talking about this journey, this health journey and everything. Mm-hmm. But what I'm never going to do is I'm gonna come on here and act like I know exactly what I'm doing, that I never make a mistake, because that is false. And
okay, what did you do?
I have a confession. I have a confession to make to you. And I've said it before, I could be a weight detective because whenever I've lost weight, I've been able to find it again. This time is different for me. I refuse to do it. I really want to be good.
Mm-hmm. But you weren't.
I messed up.
So, was it a mess up or was it an indulgence?
I masticated some tidbits.
I'm telling Welly.
No, I ate some things I shouldn't. Let me tell you the story. So, I've become really good friends with Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium, who she's the best. With the hair. And who saw this friendship coming? Teresa Caputo did, right? She probably saw it. But I've become great friends with her. And so we went to brunch a few weeks ago and she was like, oh, this Tuesday, I'm going to be in the city in a couple of weeks. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's a Tuesday. Wellington has to work late. So she's like, oh, do you want to go to my favorite restaurant called Scarpetta's? What is it, 29th and Madison or something. I said, yeah, I'll go. So I went last night and I walked. I got done with work and I walked all the way downtown. It took me like almost an hour.
Oh, wow. Great.
I'm a fast walker. So, it was wild. Mm-hmm. And she's like, Ross, what do you eat? Do you eat everything? And I was like, well, kind of. And I'm like trying to be. And she's like, let me just order. So she ordered all these pastas to the table. I'm like, I'm not eating that. So I got a little piece of halibut. Mm-hmm. And when the food came, my halibut was cute. The pasta was cuter.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? There was this plate of tortellini, which is that pasta. It sort of looks like it's like hand folded into a little, almost like a wonton sort of shape. Mm-hmm. It's all fresh pasta. Tortellini cacio e pepe.
Mm-hmm.
Cacio e pepe is maybe the best flavor in the world. It's just Parmesan cheese, salt and pepper, really.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just simple, classic Italian
recipe. I went to a restaurant once where they made noodles and they had a big Parmesan wheel and they just put the noodles, hot noodles, in the Parmesan wheel, toss, and it was coated in Parmesan and then served
it. Have seen videos of that on Instagram, and I could just watch that all day. And then,
who needs pornography when you have that?
When you can have that sort of mastication.
Thank you so much. Now that I might masticate in public for. Got it? But oh my gosh, so this, I was like, I'm going to have one tortellini. Mm-hmm. Cacio e pepe. Mm-hmm. And I did.
And then how many more?
Well, let me be specific. My intention was to have one cacio e pepe tortellini. I might have accidentally had one serving, like as in full dish, as in I ate the whole thing.
So, and then what happened to the halibut?
Who? I don't even know her.
Okay.
I don't, we never met. I don't know her. Okay. I couldn't identify her in a court of law. I don't know you.
So you were being good. You ordered something that you knew would be delicious.
Yes.
But not take you off the rails. And then out of your control, other things were at...
Out of my control, yes. I was well, forced.
I'm the same way. If I order it, then I'm going to eat what I ordered and not like... It's easier to be good when you're planning for it.
Well, yes, totally. And when you're, quote... Well, I was going to say bad, but when you deviate from your intention, mm-hmm. I find the best thing to do is just be upfront about it. So I'm coming to you for accountability. I'm coming to our audience for accountability. Mm-hmm. I want this to be a safe space where I know we don't judge each other, but like, you know, if I tell you, then it really happened and I need to like own up to it and adjust, you know, so it happened. So like, can I come to you when I need to make a confession?
Can I come to you when I need to make a confession too?
Anytime. Oh, wait, why? Do you have one now? Oh, please tell me you have one now. Make me feel better.
Okay, well, I have two from yesterday. Just from yesterday. I have horrible self-control. Terrible. So if I get junk foods at the grocery store, I have no self-control. I have been the person who takes extra cake and puts it in the garbage and covers it with dish soap. So I won't eat it. Or at a restaurant, I'll take the salt and like salt, like over salt, whatever I'm nibbling at.
So you actually can't go back for anymore.
So I can't go back. Yeah.
I know that move.
Yes. So yesterday I was thinking about puffy Cheetos because we were talking about them at some point.
Yeah.
And I was like, I haven't had those in so long. So I bought a bag and I was like, I didn't even fool myself. I knew that they wouldn't make it out of the car.
How big of a bag? A snack grab bag or a full?
It was like that.
Like
the size of my head.
A human head. So that's a real normal. That's like a real bag of puffs.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So I bought them. I knew I was going to eat them. And it was like a planned thing. I knew I wanted to indulge in those and I did. And fine. Okay. So that's like a normal confession, right? Here's where I really struggle. My friend Kate, my beloved friend Kate, brought me over a bag of fancy, tangy, like, what's that word? Like sour candies. Like a gummy? Gummies, like tangy gummies from a really high-end candy store. And she got me a big, like condensed bag of them, and it was like in a gift bag. Like it probably cost like $30 for these.
What?
Yeah, like wow. Kate has great taste.
okay,
and she knows
because I used to buy, you know, gummies in the bulk section at Thrifty Foods. You know what I mean?
When my brother worked at Thrifty Foods. He was a security guard, and he used to walk around with a bag of bread for like hours catching people stealing.
Oh my God. Honestly, I'm surprised he never arrested me for eating Sour Patch Kids from the bulk section.
Or did you just block it out?
No, I know. I didn't. I know I got away with it. No, because it would have led to another, you know, life of crime. It could have been a whole, anyway, I was one Sour Patch Kid away from a life of crime.
I might have had an edible last night. It's legal here. It's legal. Okay. And this is where I can go off the rails. I was lying in bed thinking about those gummies downstairs. Yeah. And I made my way down to the kitchen.
Yeah, you did.
And I got the bag and I was like, I'm just going to have a couple. And my teeth hurt today because I had probably 40 of these gummies.
Oh my
God. And they're like big, like beautiful, great texture. I got to the point where I was eating so many of them, I was starting to feel ill. So I woke up this morning and I had to take a picture because the gummies, because I kept eating them after I turned the lights out. And the gummies were like spread out on the side of my, is this too gross?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I don't want to judge you, but I also want to protect you from yourself right now. I'm like, are you sure you want to tell everyone?
I'm going through some stuff and that's my confession. Okay, you were open to me confessing and now you're full on judging me.
No, well, my confession was that I indulged at dinner. Your confession is that your sheets are sticky.
With like granulated sugar.
Okay, well, again, I just need to keep saying it so I don't start doing it. No judgment. Okay.
Good luck with that. You're failing right now.
Oh, hey, Bethy. It is also time for our ingredient of the week. And here's how it works. Every week you pick something. I don't know what it is. And you give us some clues and then we reveal it after the break. So what is our first clue for this week's ingredient of the week?
The first clue is that it's round.
A round. Oh, what a beautiful clue.
Thank you so much.
Well, that eliminates all the square food. So no spam. Okay. Not a Jolly Rancher. That's a rectangle. Okay.
Yeah. Do you want another clue?
Yes, please. Please give me one more.
It's not a nut.
Well, sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't. Okay. But so people often think it's a nut. It's not. It's not a nut.
Yeah. Okay. So it's round and it's not a nut, even though people think it's a nut. You know, you just described me. Okay. All right. Those were our clues. Wow, Bethy, those are tough. And when we come back, you will tell us what our ingredient of the week is.
Yes, I will.
Okay. When we come back, I need your help. We're going to be workshopping a recipe together in real time. Then later in the show, you've got questions, we've got answers. It's Q&A with R&B. Lots more show on the way.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the program. Okay, Bethy, I've been on the edge of my seat for the entire break. We know that our ingredient of the week is round and it's not a nut, even though some people,
think it is. It's not.
What is it? Give me one more clue.
It is a very festive spice.
Okay, I'm going to lock in on something.
Okay.
Because I thought about it and I thought, I bet you people think this is a nut and it's not and it's round. And now that you said festive, I'm going to lock in on nutmeg.
No, nutmeg.
It's like that Tina Turner song, Nutbush. Nutbush City Limit. They call it Nutbush. They call it nutmeg.
Yes.
Oh, nutmeg.
Okay, are you done?
People keep the city clean. I love that song. And I, you know, I actually love nutmeg. I think it's such an original ingredient. What do you put nutmeg in?
I love nutmeg. So there are two festive things that I specifically go to nutmeg for. Number one, apple butter, which is for me.
You are a queen of apple butter.
Yes.
You even in London, before you moved back to Washington, you had an apple butter business, right?
I did. Yeah, just like that woman from that movie you like. What was that called? Baby Boom.
Well, I love Baby Boom, and I made you watch it when you were starting this.
Yes, you did.
And she had a baby apple sauce, like a baby food.
Yes.
Country baby homemade in Cleveland, I don't think so. The tiger lady is back. And you made apple butter, which is like really, really cooked down apple until it gets to the consistency, almost like caramel, right?
Yeah, it gets the color of caramel, like a dark caramel. But nutmeg is a key ingredient in that, along with cinnamon and some vanilla and that sort of thing.
Sure.
Okay, the other thing is my ex's family used to make something over the holidays called milk punch. And it's basically just an excuse to get drunk in the morning. So
keep talking.
It's milk, sugar, ice, all in a blender, blend it up, add bourbon, and the milk is all frothy and it's delicious. And then you grate nutmeg on the top.
And you just drink this, like, it's almost like cereal. That's what I'm getting, is sort of like cereal.
Yes.
Cereal milk, right?
Yes. Sweet milk with alcohol in it and nutmeg. It's divine.
Oh, wow. Well, now I know what I'm having for breakfast tomorrow. Just a smoothie. Okay. What? Don't worry about it. Okay. So nutmeg is our... It's actually funny you say that. And I guess, you know, 'tis the season. But I need your help with something, okay?
Tell me.
Okay. So I make recipes. Mm-hmm. And the show's name called Hello Recipes. Well, I do. Mm-hmm. I cook all the time. I just put one out recently with leftovers from Thanksgiving. I made the soup that was so good, Bethy, you know?
Yes,
and
great.
I love making recipes that are like good for us and actually doable. Everything we try to do is, so I don't want 9 million ingredients you can't find at your store down the street. I want it to be doable. And we're lucky enough to partner with some brands on them. You know, I've worked with Bolthouse Farms and Weight Watchers. And of course, now I'm working with Egg Life wraps, which are so fun. Yes. We have a commercial out now. People in our Facebook group, the Rossi Peeps, are obsessed with Egg Life wraps. I see them making everything. And it's like a tortilla, but it's no carbs or one carb, depending on the flavor. Mm-hmm. Made out of eggs, but you use them like a tortilla for a wrap. I broil mine and make pizzas.
Nice.
You can slice them and use them as noodles and soup even.
That sounds wild.
They're so good.
Yeah, I haven't tried them yet, but they're on my to-try list.
Well, they're in the like refrigerator section of most grocery stores now. I see them all the time. So over by like the cheese or the eggs or something over there, sometimes they're in different places. But try them and they have flavors. And it's, by the way, I just want to say right now, this podcast is not sponsored right now by Egg Life.
No.
I'm talking this out with you all. Because I'm obsessed and it all happened organically. I was using them and I was so blown away by them. I posted about them in my Instagram story and then we reached out and they're like, we should do something together. And I was like, please. So they have original flavor, Italian garden salsa. What else do they have? Oh, everything bagel seasoning, Santa Fe, I think. And then cinnamon. And I love these. If you see my recipes, you've seen a lot. If you go to recipes.com, there's a lot of egg life there. But here's the thing. I'm obsessed. So I have to make an Egg Life recipe to post, okay? And I always get so excited when they're like, Ross, we want you to make another one. I'm like, let's go. So this one is, it's going to be a holiday recipe because everyone's searching for something delicious this time of year, but that doesn't throw you totally off track.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, we made our confessions earlier. So many times during the holiday seasons, it's like there's a little elf with a plate of cookies over there going like, you want one? Hi.
Why is your elf so creepy?
I'm little and I'll give you I want to sabotage your diet. Come here. I don't know. That was weird. I didn't plan that.
That was weird. And then you giggled in a way I've never heard you giggle. You went
because I did.
Because I didn't realize how creepy the elf was until you said it. I mean, all of a sudden, like, he went from being like a cute little elf in an outfit to like in a van with a mustache.
Ooh.
You want a cookie?
Oh my.
Okay. So, no, listen, focus. There, it's time to make a new egg life recipe. And so I thought, you know what Bethy and I do on the phone all the time is I'll call her and be like, oh, I'm thinking about making dinner tonight. I have this in the fridge or this in the freezer or something.
Love
and
it.
We workshop recipes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, Bethy, can we in real time workshop the new recipe for egg life wraps?
Mm-hmm.
Are you down?
I'm totally down, but still kind of laughing about the elf.
So let's... We're gonna... Bethy... Control yeah. your elf.
I shall control my elf.
So I'm pulling back the curtain now so people know. Oh so that gosh. Is a healthy, so of course healthy because it's egg life, mm-hmm. holiday recipe, leaning into flavors like peppermint, eggnog, cinnamon, chocolate. Mm-hmm. I could use it. Maybe they say you use the cinnamon again or original. Okay, so I have, here's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I really want to... do a recipe that is something I actually do, right? Mm-hmm. Utilize this ingredient the way I do it. That's super easy and super doable. So I like to make, at first I was like, maybe I could do some sort of savory quesadilla because what's great is they cook up so nicely, right? Which is a little spray on the pan. I make like cheese, bean cheese, chicken quesadillas all the time.
Nice.
Them. Yeah.
Okay.
But I was like, I don't know. Cause I want it to be desserty. Dessert quesadilla.
And festive.
Festive. The thing about quesadillas is the cheese binds them together, you know?
Yeah. And without a binder in the middle there, like, it's just going to get sloppy.
So this is what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Have you ever, there's a fancy word I can't say, but it's like an open-faced sandwich and it's French.
A tartin.
A tartin. Tartin.
Tartin.
It's spelled like tartin. Tartin. How do you spell it?
T-A-R-T-I-N.
It looks like tartan, but say it. You say it, France. Say it again.
Say it French-like.
Yeah.
Tartan? Mm-hmm, a tartan?
That. I'm going to make that.
I think that's right.
So it's almost like a French tostada.
Okay.
Okay. So it's almost like a French tostada.
Okay.
Because it's like... open face on a piece of bread usually kind of thing. But this, so
French
imagine.
Tostada.
Yeah, okay. So imagine if I took an egg life wrap, either cinnamon or original, and I broiled it.
Okay.
Just so it gets a little crunchy, a little crispy, so hold up. But not too much because we're going to put it back in the broiler. Listen to me.
Okay, I'm listening.
So I'm putting that on like a piece of parchment, on a cookie sheet, parchment paper or tin foil or something, putting it under the broiler. Keep a close eye on it. Maybe a minute max, right?
Yeah, like max.
Max. Maybe check it at 30 seconds.
Check it at 10. Why not?
You check it at 10. So, okay. Whatever. You get that. Cook it, but not hard. But I don't want it to be soft because we're going to be putting something moist on it.
Ooh.
Ready? So then I was thinking, what's more holiday than eggnog? Oh, my God.
I love eggnog.
It also includes... if I say it, we have to play a bugle sound. Because every time we say the ingredient of the week, if during that week, so it also, eggnog has, it includes nutmeg. Okay. So I do love that. I realized when I was searching up eggnog, what's in it. It has essentially milk, right? The cream.
Mm-hmm.
It has vanilla, cinnamon, and nutmeg. Great. So, listen, you can't put eggnog on a tartan, right?
Right.
Because it'll just pour all over the place. So you got to find a way to sort of thicken it up. So what if we got like a whipped cream cheese and made it eggnog flavored whipped cream cheese?
Delicious.
By putting in a little bit of vanilla extract, some of that cinnamon, and some of our nutmeg. Right? And mix that all together. So then once the egg life wrap, cinnamon or regular, either one.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably do cinnamon though, I think. Mm-hmm. Once it's sort of toasty, we put it in the broiler and looked at it, then we spread some of that on top. Now is what do we add to our tartan to make it ta-da, you know?
To make it ta-da.
Yeah.
Pear.
See, now I was thinking apple, but pear is so like holiday. You're it's right.
It's so holiday, and it's a more delicate flavor to go with the eggnog because you don't want something that's going to overpower the eggnog. I was going to say banana, but that might be too, because banana and eggnog would be nice.
I don't want that.
I don't want that in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm very, I have to be in the right mood for a banana, if you know what I mean. So here's the deal. I would, if you did pear, now you could saute that, you know what I mean? Cut it in cubes. So it almost becomes like inside of an apple pie, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
Or you could do slices.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking super thin slices.
Yes.
Fanned out in a circle on the top of that mixture, the eggnog cream cheese, right?
And that'll add a little bit of a bite too.
Okay, I have a crazy idea.
Okay, tell me.
Because they're fresh and they're thin, a little crisp, but what I would love to be able to do is put the tartan back into the into the oven so that the thinly sliced pear sort of cooks up a little bit, but I don't want to get soggy. So what if, you know how like they do like a glaze on like tarts, like fruit tarts? Is there any way we could impart a little more seasonal flavor? What if we heated up some honey with like a star of...
Star anise
in it, right? I believe that I do have a star anise. Okay, so what if, and we put that...
Yes, you do. I'm sure you do. I wouldn't know, but I bet you do.
Thank you for bringing it up. Well, bananas and anise. Okay, good to know. Great. So what I would do is I would heat honey up with one of those star anise in there, right? So it gets hot. And then what if you brushed that on top of the pear?
Lovely.
And then put it back under the broiler and keep a close eye on it.
Yes.
Until it sort of, because then it would almost, maybe, hopefully, almost get like a brulee kind of thing.
I mean, if you really wanted a brulee thing, you could just sprinkle a little bit of sugar on there.
I don't want to do that. I'm trying to keep it super healthy, right? Okay, fine.
Here's an idea. What if, in addition to your star anise,
thank you.
What if you also did clove, a little bit of clove?
Yep, in the honey with star anise, clove. Yep. Heat it up. All that's in there, and then brush that on. Put it on there a little more, and then I want to eat that.
I want to eat it too. I would eat that right now.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think we might have. Then just so everyone listening, okay, this is exactly how Bethy and I do this whole process where we talk and like, what if we did this? What if this? So we just, I think that's what I'm going to make for my next recipe.
I'm so excited.
Well, I'm excited. And you know why?
Why?
Because I get to eat it.
Oh, I don't.
No, you know what? No, you're right. You don't. But you all can if you make it for yourself. The recipe will be out soon. I'm going to send that off to the people at Egg Life Foods. Okay, thanks so much, Bethy. We still have a lot more show to go, so don't go anywhere. Q&A with R&B is up next. To the program. Hi. It's me, Ross, with Bethy, and we are workshopping ideas. I love having a combo with all of you. That's the whole point, isn't it, though? We put a call out on our Instagram, our Facebook page and Instagram, that we have a segment called Q&A with R&B. That means question and answers with Ross and Bethy. And guess what it's time for?
Is it time for that segment?
It's time for Q&A with a little R&B. All right, Bethy, we only have time for a couple of them. I know there are a ton, so if people have questions, they can keep putting them in there and we'll answer them. But what do we have today?
Okay, well, there's one for me. Can we start with that one?
Sure, huh?
Bethy, is your fennel toothpaste from Tom's of Maine? If so, I love that toothpaste. So good. Yes.
This is the fennel toothpaste that you talked about in episode one. Someone else loves it. I think it sounds disgusting, but it's a Tom's brand. People can buy it where?
I mean, anywhere they sell Tom's of Maine, like the natural deodorant and all that. That was
get it online, I'm sure, too. So Tom's of Maine.
Yeah, and just fennel toothpaste. Look for the fennel. And that was from Erica.
Okay, one more. We have time for one more.
Okay. So Gina says, what are some good options you like to eat when out at a restaurant? So like going to popular places, she said Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, Chili's, other various chain restaurants. What are your tips for eating out at restaurants and making better choices?
So this is great. I just sort of, I Rossify the menu a lot. So like at Chipotle, rather than getting a burrito or a rice bowl, I'll get a salad, which is essentially getting a bowl, but no rice. So I'll just do lettuce, extra beans, a protein. And then you have to be careful with the toppings. Like when you say sour cream, they put like a gallon. And when you say cheese, they put 9,000 pounds of it. So you just have to be really particular with what you put on. At like burger places, they'll make you protein style, you know, where it's just in lettuce instead. You can get that at those restaurants. Or get a chicken sandwich, you know, and just eat half the, always take half the bun off. Or a lot of these places have really great salads. So check out their salad. And even in a salad, though, you have to be careful because like the calorie count can be like 1500 calories because they put all this bacon and cheese and croutons in the dressing. So be really smart. Look at the ingredients. Know what kind of ingredients really tick those calories up and tick those carbs up. Okay. And just kind of omit that. You have to be your own police at these restaurants in terms of calorie police. But it's totally doable. I remember one time when I first started my health journey, I was driving home and I had no idea. Like I was so hungry that I was going to like, I was getting like faint, you know, but I didn't stop at a restaurant because a fast food place, I thought there's nothing for me. I wouldn't know how to order there. So I decided to figure it out. I started looking at the menus thinking, especially if you're doing a road trip, what will I order? What's my plan? You know, and that's really what it's about because
having a plan.
Absolutely. And even if the plan is I'm going to take the bun off, that's a plan. I'm going to take the bun off. Also, if you order breakfast, you at like McDonald's, for example, if you get a number two or whatever it is, like an Egg McMuffin meal, you can ask them, they have apples instead of the hash brown. Little things like that really add up.
So I think another tip would be you can look at these menus online and get like a full menu that you can study before you get there when like the pressure's on and it's like, can I take your order, please? And you're like, then you can plan ahead.
Plan ahead. And you know, maybe one day we'll make a little thing in the, on the website where it has all the fast food restaurants and what I order on there. That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
That's great.
Keep your questions coming. We'll get to more of them. We'll do questions every single week. Okay, Bethy.
Great.
So we'll get to people. I want to do, our doable this week is something that I just did. All right. So I proved to you that it's doable. Talk to your friends, talk to your family, talk to your community. That's doable. If you're starting a wellness journey, tell them. Tell them to help hold you accountable. If you make a choice that isn't on the track you want to be on, tell the people you love. You know, a lot
of... A trusted adult, though. Not somebody who's going to shame you or, like, give you a hard time.
You know, tell your friends or your family. Because it's not about shame. For me, it's about accountability. You know, if I'm sitting near a bag of chips and I know what it is to eat that whole bag and no one needs to know about it. Right. And or eat the whole pizza and no one's looking. And we need to be honest with ourselves. And sometimes we can't. So if we force ourselves to be honest with other people, then they hold us accountable for our actions. And really, accountability is, man, as I am in this fight to maintain and live, and accountability is the real monster. Okay.
Yeah.
So see something, say something. All right.
It's a great doable.
I love you, Bethy. If you want to follow Bethy, you can follow her at Hunger Mama and on social media. The book she talked about is her cookbook. It's Hunger Pots. You can find that. Links on our website, recipes.com. The combo continues each week in our Facebook group, Recipes. You can find it just by searching Recipes in Facebook, or the links are at HelloRoss.com. My Instagram and social media is at HelloRoss. Our show is HelloRossPod on IG. And, you know, everything I ate and how good that cacio e pepe was and how good so much of the food is that I get to eat every day. The best thing I've ever eaten is my Nana's potato recipe. And you can find that at recipes.com. It's hidden. Click on the knife and fork. And the recipes card there is written in my mom's handwriting. All right. We will see you next week on a brand new episode of your new favorite podcast. Hello, Recipes.
Ale, you know? You Ale ask, Ross, Ross, how your body they look so fit? Tell me, what's your secret? And Ross will tell you all, no? I don't have a secret. All I take is time and wait. Oh, and a recipe, yeah?
Recipe. Recipe. Ross, got my recipe. Gotta have it, meet my recipe. Yeah. Recipe. Recipe. Ross, got my recipe. Gotta have it, meet my recipe. Yeah. May I ask you what your secret is? Your body really looking so freaking fit. May I have to take the time to say it? Tell me why have you got it like that? You tell me there's no secret egg. Get up off your knees, no need for beg. All it really take is food to get. Recipes, I help you with it. Yeah. Recipe. Recipe. Ross, got my recipe. I don't need it, got my recipe. Yeah. Recipe. Recipe. Ross, got my recipe. Gotta have it, need my recipe. Yeah.
No, I wait, cause you can't stop my shine. So freaking fine. Now I wind. Fine from my eyes to my thighs.
I get what you buying, but I'm telling you it ain't selling. Umbrella over my head, baby, it's raining, baby, it's hellin'. All that shit I put in my body should be calling me a felon. Recipe was the answer all the time I'm yelling.
Recipe. Recipe. Ross, got my recipe. Gotta have it in my recipe, yeah.
See, me get it from the front and around the back. And me got it all around, cause me get it like that. Me get it from the front and around the back. And me got it all around, cause me get it like that. I knew it was a recipe. Knew it when it was a recipe, yeah. I knew it was a recipe. Knew it how I got my recipe, yeah.
Ross, recipe. Ross, got my recipe. Gotta have it in my recipe, yeah. Recipe. Recipe. Ross, got my recipe. Gotta have it in my recipe, yeah.
Recipe.
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 Gotta have it in my recipe, yeah. Recipe.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.